Yeah, I mean, I came in this morning and obviously didn't shoot 59, and I felt like everyone was disappointed in me. So it was just something. It's hard to back up a big round. Usually, it's hard to back up a big round and shoot a low one again. So, but fortunately for us, we had calmer conditions today. The greens and the fairways were very receptive. The course superintendent and his crew are doing a fantastic job with the golf course, especially with how much rain we had over, you know, especially yesterday and overnight as well. But I don't know how else to explain the way I've been playing. You know, I feel very free I feel like there's no stress, but I mean, there's obviously stress, but I'm enjoying it. It's good pressure and I'm loving it, and it's a good position to be in. But once again, today's finally done and I can start focusing on tomorrow and trying to focus on what I need to do to play well tomorrow. But you know, there is 36 holes left, and I'm looking forward to playing over the next couple of days. But we're looking to a pretty strong win tomorrow, so I've got to be very patient with myself tomorrow.
Okay, and we'll start with Ben.
Mate, you always said you wanted to be like a dominant Tiger Woods. Are you heading in that direction now?
I hope so. It'd be nice. It'd be great. But you know, right now I'm just trying to get the ball in the hole with the least amount of strokes, and it right now seems to be working, which is good. And all this stuff we talk about, we just can't focus on. You know, I mean, obviously being that dominant person, but really understanding that these old cliches with, you know, one shot at a time and all that stuff is actually very true. Trying to get the process right before each shot, and just giving myself the opportunities on the greens, and you mix in good driving with, you know, some good hitting on good iron play and good, you know, touch around the greens. It's a good formula for success, and that's what it's kind of been like for me over the summer, and just been, you know, very happy with how things are going. But you know, he's won 79 times and I've only won 6, so that's, I can't really say that I've been dominating, but you know, it's something that I can shoot for, and that's what I'm trying to do every day.
And just your other obviously big goal, it's coming officially, the numbers are in. If you win this tournament, no matter what anyone else does, you will be world number one.
Okay.
Well, how much will that be in your mind, given you said it was a career goal from day dot?
It's obviously a career goal, but I mean, it's not something that I'm going to live and die by, because I have plenty of hopefully I'll have plenty of opportunities to obviously achieve that goal. But like I said earlier this week, I'm trying to get to number 7. And then hopefully if I get to number 7 this week, I'm trying to get to number 8 the next week. I'm just trying to rack up as many wins as I can, and that's my main focus. Because if I win, then everything takes care of itself. And that's what I kind of got to focus on.
Jason,
can you explain what the zone is for a golfer? And have you ever been in the zone? And are you in a zone right now?
I think, yeah, I feel like I'm in the zone, right? I mean, I don't know. I couldn't even tell you what the zone feels like. Because I'm out there just, I enjoy playing with Jordan and Ricky so much. I feel like every time I play with them, I play good, because it's just the back and forth between us. I think we all enjoy each other's company, and we feed off each other. But the zone, something that you're not really thinking about mistakes, you're thinking about pushing forward, you're thinking about things that happen or things that could possibly happen, you kind of wash it out of your head. I mean, like I said just before, that there is a number of times where I backed off shots because I was walking in, I'm thinking, you're going to hit this in the crap. And obviously not very good thoughts going into a golf shot. So those are the times where you back away, you know, redo your pre-shot routine and go and hit a good shot and focus on. And that's kind of what I'm getting at. When you're in the zone, you're aware of things, you're aware of what your thoughts are, but you're not aware of anything else around you. And that's kind of how I've been feeling.
Just before you came in, they announced that your 124 ties the PGA Tour all-time 36-hole record. What's that feel like?
I should have got to 19. That would have been nice. Yeah, the bogey. No, but I'm in good company there, I think, with David Thompson and Pat Perez, which is great. It's good. It's a good stat to have or be a part of, but it's only 36 holes. And I would like to have the scoring record for 72 holes. That'd be nice this week. But it's just something that I can rack up to an achievement. It's been great over the last couple of days, but like I said, it's over now, and I got to look to tomorrow's round now and try and focus on what I need to do to keep my lead, and that's kind of what I'm trying to do.
Right here, then over here.
You talked about your pre-shot routine a little bit, which seems a little bit elaborate, and I'm curious if that's evolved at all recently or at what point you're trying to get to before you pull the trigger.
I'm trying to make sure that I'm 100% comfortable with the visual that I see walking into the shot, being aware of my target, but also being aware of the golf ball. So, because I look at the golf top, my target, and you know that I never look at the golf ball when I'm walking in, but I'm just aware of it, so I know how far to walk. But it has evolved over the years, but the biggest thing for me is to not hit a shot until I'm 100% ready, because I always used to think that I'd need to play quick because, you know, pace of play is huge out here on the PGA Tour. And the faster my pre-shot routine went, the more terrible shots I hit, and the slower I played because I missed greens and I'm missing, you know, up and down. So the key thing for me was to take my time over my shots, try and hit as many fairways, hit as many greens and hold, the putts, because, I mean, shooting a 63 is a lot better than shooting a 73, and you take your 10 shots less, so that's 10 shots that you have to focus less on. So it has evolved over time, but the main thing is just to go in a tour shot and not hit it until you're ready.
I've seen you close your eyes before,
too.
That's
yeah.
What you do on every shot?
Every shot. Chips are a little different every now. It just depends on how I see the shot. Sometimes I can see the shot better with my eyes open. Sometimes I see the shot better. Most of the time, I see the shot better with my eyes closed. But I've been using that ever since I was 14 years old. Yeah.
Hey, Jordan just told us how much fun you guys were having playing together, feeding off one another. And I know you were just asked about the playing zone. Could you talk about the comfort zone of being with guys like that, how much it helps on the golf course? And he also said, by the way, if you don't back up and help the field, no one's going to catch you.
I'm going to try not to back up, but just playing with, like I said, playing with Jordan and playing with Ricky is, I enjoy those two guys. I feel like we get along. But when you're playing with guys that you really enjoy, those guys are out there playing to play well. They're up and, obviously on top of the FedEx Cup, so they're trying to, I think myself and Jordan are going to stay there no matter what, and Ricky's trying to keep himself in the top five for next week. So we're all out there trying to play the best we can. And when you have guys like that out there, because, they're trying to improve their score, you can't help but feed off that. And when they make a birdie, I just know they're going to play good golf. And when someone plays good golf in your group, you tend to follow that. It's hard to really get things going when the whole group is playing poorly and the whole mood is down and no one's talking to each other. So it's a nice little thing when we're in between shots and we're kind of having fun and just really enjoying ourselves. And then we'll go in, try and hit the best shot we possibly can, and it's back at it, enjoying ourselves and a little bit back and forth. And it's neat.
What about your last couple of holes that sort of moved you up the leaderboard
to
where you can kind of see Jason's?
Sure. 17, coming off 15, 16, that was very frustrating. That's my second three-putt par. I had one on 14 yesterday, and now on 15 today. Speed control has just been really, really bad. Just lost confidence in those five holes. Really just lost complete confidence in my putter. Which is what I had the second round of the Deutsche Bank. But to get the one on 17 then, be aggressive with that shot, flag a 7-iron, and then that putt was still tricky. It was a bit of a double breaker. And to see that one go, even just one putt for me makes such a big difference. I wish it wasn't the case. I wish that I couldn't lose confidence so easily. And I mean, but it's nice to be able to get it back that fast. And the one on the last, I had to make. I couldn't lose that hole with the one of the better three wood, one of the best shots I've hit in competition in my life was that three wood. I needed all of it to carry the water, and to get it on the green there, right on line was, a shot that you pull off maybe one out of five times getting it right there if you're lucky.
Jordan, is the 18th hole kind of a perfect example of, you know, you feel good about yourself?
Sure, yeah.
He rolls that
yeah, thing. for me and Ricky. I mean, Ricky's it described it all. You know, I mean, I hit a decent tee shot, not great. Jason hit it up there 40 yards past it. Ricky's driver's been a little bit off, but he's made up for it. I mean, it was the two rounds in one hole. It just seemed a lot easier for Jason. The putt was going in no matter what. It had eyes from 12 feet out. And, you know, the good news is that can turn. We've seen a turn. It's happened before. People have come back from large margins on the weekend. And, you know, I don't know what his lead is. I think it's probably around six, five. But, you know, if a couple mistakes come, there's a lot of guys ready to pounce, and I don't for a second believe I'm out of it. All I'm saying is if he continues to do what he's doing, no one's going to catch him.
Can you talk about course conditions and how the course has changed?
Yeah, it's a bit of a shame because this is such a great – I like the golf course. It's a bit quirky. It's a bit point A to point B, but you got some fun holes, reachable par fives, some drivable holes, and it would be so good. It was perfect the way it was playing leading up to yesterday's rain. And really liked it, and you know, to be lift clean in place and just to be target practice kind of stinks because it doesn't show the true golf course. But it is what it is, and you know, you got to make more birdies because of it. I'm not sure. I mean, everyone goes on their tears in their own ways with their different strengths. I mean, I felt like when we were in a groove, I just felt so good with my putter. I was keeping myself in it. I was hitting good wedges, but my putter was doing the talking, right? And Jason's is as well, but he's also hitting it the furthest and the straightest off the tee. He's not missing many shots at all. And, you know, I don't know what makes a difference, different from other runs. But those two rounds were the best two consecutive rounds I've seen. You know, I would consider... you know, not to talk about myself, but the first two rounds I played at Augusta this year, I would compare to that level of blackout. You know, I mean, you just don't know what you're doing. You don't care, and you're just going to keep doing it. And that was amazing.
All right, Jordan, thank you.
Got it. Appreciate it.